So you're listening now to an emergency archive that I'm setting up early, a couple days before my regular show, because Monica Tone of the Pajaro River, California Homeless Union chapter has been informed. She is, and many others who are with her on the river, she's given a number anywhere, could be as many as several hundred people, but at least certainly a gathering of several dozen are intending some kind of resistance to a sweep that is slated for tomorrow. If you're listening to this on the 16th, it will be the 17th of November, Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. They've received notices that their personal property is going to be removed, that it will be considered abandoned, even if they're sitting with it, presumably. And there are going to be violations such as 647E, which is disorderly conduct. That's the anti-lodging law, for those of you who are familiar with this kind of attack on homeless people. Penal Code 602M, which is trespass, littering. Penal Code 374.4A, Vehicle Code 23112, dumping, deposited any rocks, refuse, garbage, or dirt. I guess that's perhaps how some authorities regard homeless possessions. And a Fish and Wildlife Code section, unlawful to deposit, permit, or pass into or place into the waters various bottles, garbage, motor vehicle parts, rubbish, litter. And there was a whole series of ordinances, none of which have been charged in any specific way that I'm aware of against any of the people living there, but they're just being told to vacate. And she's called for resistance. And this is a discussion that in a variety of interviews that I had with her earlier today. So check it out. If you want to go down there, I've sent out several notifications on email. And the place to go is Royal Oaks at San Juan and Porter Streets, which apparently is just south of Watsonville. You can also give her a call at 707-5562. And I think she'll probably be up late and then up early if you want to come and assist her, or if you want to get more information from her. And you can also listen to these interviews and learn from them.